Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ, very excited to have our next guest on. With hockey starting back up, I think we could all agree that we just can't wait for this season to end so we can have next season here with the Seattle Kraken. He is the voice of the Seattle Kraken. Please welcome to the show, Everett Fitzhugh.
Hey, Everett, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Good morning.
Well, like Steve says, how it's going is you know, it probably stinks for any NHL team to think that they got a shot at doing anything this year. And all we want here in Seattle is, I don't care, get out of here and give us next season.
Yeah, I think if we as a city could have our way, this season would end today and we'd start playing tomorrow. But no, honestly, for me, I'm very happy that the NHL is back. I think it provides not only me an opportunity to do some research, but just because of everything that's been going on with COVID and the bubbles and everything like that from last year, it's just great to have hockey back on TV. They had the free preview of NHL Network TV or NHL yep. Center Ice last week, and my wife didn't see me for about 3 days. So I think I'm in the same boat as a lot of people who are just excited that hockey is back.
It's funny you say that, because even my wife, like, usually I'll make it a point to watch the Devils games because that's been my team, but then okay. All of a sudden she's just like, all right, now you're watching a Capitals game. You're watching a Penguins game. And I'm like, I'm just so happy to have hockey back. You know, it's just, and the games have been great, but I find myself, what I'm doing is I'm playing this fun game in my head of which player from these teams would I like to see the Kraken pick in the expansion draft.
I think we're all doing that. And you know, I will admit that, like every other fan, I also am looking at all of the mock drafts and all of the different projections and all that. Unfortunately, I can't speak on it one way or the other. I mean, I've got my ideas and I've got my druthers of who I think would be a good fit, could be a good fit, but I'm going to keep all that under my hat for right now. But definitely, I'm like any other fan out there. I'm paying attention to every single list, every single note that comes out. Ooh, that could be potential. That could be yeah. nice. And I'm sitting in my office, like, using his name as a goal call, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to stop. I got to get out of here.
We're talking to Everett Fitzhugh. He's the voice of your Seattle Kraken. Go to SeattleKrakenHockey.com. And if you want to reach out to Everett on Twitter, it's at TheVoiceFitz, F-I-T-Z. Everett Fitzhugh with us.
Everett, for Christmas, my wife got me about 3 new Kraken shirts. I'm over 10 now. I'm wondering if I'm ahead of you when it comes to Kraken gear.
Oh, man. Let's see. I've got 2 sweatshirts and a polo right in front of me right now. So there's 3. I got a few hats. I think in terms of shirts, you may be ahead of me, but I will say I did probably drop about $300-$400 at the Kraken team store for Christmas gifts this year. So there are a lot of people in Cincinnati and in Detroit who have Kraken stuff right now.
That's awesome. And of course, Everett, of course, from Detroit, also was a play-by-play broadcaster for the Cincinnati hockey team for a long time. So yeah, there's a lot of people. Everett's like, here you go. And yep. also a reminder that, hey man, guess what? I am an NHL announcer. I mean, which is always nice to say, my dream came true to anybody, and you throwing the gear around is a nice reminder.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, I'm still having a lot of those pinch me moments here with the Seattle Kraken and being able to achieve this goal and this dream of mine. And I tell folks all the time, it sounds kind of cheesy, but, you know, this was getting to the NHL was the first goal that I could ever remember setting for myself professionally. You know, I think we all want to start a family. We all want to, you know, get married and all of that. But as far as like setting those professional goals, this is the first one that I ever set for myself back when I was a freshman at Bowling Green. And to be able to achieve it and to go on the journey and to see it through, it's been remarkable. And to be in this position that I'm in right now and the people that I get to work with every day, the folks that I've gotten to talk to and pick their brain, other broadcasters from around the league, it's been incredible. And it's one of those things where you have to pinch yourself on a semi-regular basis to make sure that you're not going to wake up and it'll have it all be a dream. And I know it sounds cheesy and I know it sounds corny, but it's one of those things where, you know, I understand that given 2020, you know, I'm a hell of a lot luckier than most people. And I fully plan on taking every bit of this opportunity and running with it with appreciation and with gratitude.
Now, last time we talked to you, you hadn't fully really, you've obviously been to Seattle, but like now you're here, you set up home. What's been your impressions? I know it's such a weird time to come to any new place or just try and, like, you know, experience a new lifestyle when you have a pandemic and going on and all that. But what's been your impression so far of Seattle? What have you been like enjoying? What's it been like for you?
You know, this city is everything that I thought it was going to be. And even with a pandemic, you know, we've still been able to get out and responsibly enjoy some restaurants and a few bars and a few different places. And, you know, we live up by Carkeek Park, so we've gone there a handful of times. And it's just beautiful, beautiful place to be around. And, you know, to everyone back home and everyone that always says, well, doesn't it rain in Seattle a lot? Yes, it does, but it's nowhere near as bad as people outside of Seattle make it seem. So I know that we're kind of in the rainy season right now, but, you know, even with all of that, you know, I cannot think of a better place to live. And I know I said it earlier, I've always had an affinity toward the city of Seattle. You know, I've got some family out here. I came out here once when I was younger, and you know, I was 9 years old on a vacation with my mom, and I fell in love with the city. So to be able to call it home, you know, over 20 years later is something that I never thought was going to be possible. But this city is definitely, you know, as advertised, and I can only imagine just how, you know, amazing and how much fun I'm going to have when the restrictions start to get lifted a little bit. And as we get into the April, the May, the June, the warmer weather that this area has to offer.
We're talking to Everett Fitzhugh, voice of your Seattle Kraken. So you and Steve were talking about how excited you are as you're watching the games, figuring out who you'd like to draft. But really, I think there's a bigger question. And man, Everett, we almost want an insider track info with you. Okay. Any idea of a mascot? That's the one. I mean,
can we steal Gritty? I feel like Gritty would be the best mascot ever.
I feel like Gritty's going to be on the news someday soon, and it's going to be for something good. But Everett. I mean, that's like a big thing for hockey. Is like they got some great mascots.
Yeah, I think Gritty has really stolen the show when it comes to, you know, the gold standard now for mascots. And one thing I really enjoy about Gritty is the Flyers pretty much use him as a secondary marketing channel, as a secondary social media channel. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love it. And I was actually talking with a few of my friends about this not too long ago, and they were asking me the same thing. They were like, so what direction do you go in with the mascot? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, do you go the ferocious, scary, you know, scary way, or do you make it more of a kid-friendly family mascot? Do you have a mascot that is related to the Kraken, or do you go the Gritty route or the Edmonton Oilers route, who have a lynx as their mascot? Do you go with something that's not related to the Kraken at all? I mean, I don't know. I like the expansion draft. I ask myself that question all the time, and I'm nowhere near as graphically inclined as the people who are working on this mascot. So to say that I have a book full of ideas would be very, very far off. But I'm telling you, man, I am excited to see what this mascot is going to look like. I know fans are going to love it. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm curious to see what direction we choose to go in.
Maybe we borrow a little nod to Seattle history and a nod to hopefully one day the Sonics coming back and borrow the Weedle. That was like the old mascot from back in the day, the Weedle under the needle. It's like this weird, like stuffed bear kind of thing. I mean, maybe like an updated version where it's kind of grittified.
Man, I don't even think I knew about the Weedle.
I love that idea of having something that represents the city too. You know what I mean? I mean, this is such a very proud city in terms of its sports history, in terms of its figures. So, you know, maybe that's the route they go. But I think whatever route we go, you're not going to be able to compete with Gritty. But or if you do, if, you know, maybe we can be the mascot, maybe the Kraken mascot can be the one that dethrones Gritty. How great would that be?
And Everett, of course, you're around the joint. You're getting to see how cool the arena is looking from time to time. The buzz that's really exciting, and one of the reasons why we're very happy to have an arena and have a team, is that it was a chance maybe to get our beloved Seattle Sonics back. And there has been talk and rumor, and the mayor's come out and said stuff. And are you feeling any of the excitement of that possibility as part of the buzz of what's going on?
I mean, strictly as a fan and speaking on behalf of myself, yeah, I think the opportunity to have four major sports teams in a city is going to be great. And growing up in Detroit, I was born I was born in 89, so I don't remember the Pistons championships of those years, but I remember the buzz that it created back in 04 when the Pistons won. And growing up in a city with all four sports teams, you know, that was something that I loved. And the potential, the possibility of the Sonics coming back is definitely something that, you know, I'm excited about. Again, like you and like every other fan, I've been paying attention to all the rumors and everything like that. So it's an exciting possibility. It's an exciting thought. I know fans would love it. And obviously there'd be a beautiful brand new arena for the team to play in if that were to happen. So, you know, I think it's just another opportunity for this city to show off its sports fandom. And until it happens, I think I'm going to be waiting on with bated breath like everybody else.
And for those that are new to hockey and new to, like, they're starting to be like, okay, I'm going to become a Kraken fan. What's next on the timeline? Just like give kind of people an idea. Like we mentioned the expansion draft, but some people might not even know what that even means.
Yeah. So, you know, what's in the immediate future for the Kraken, tons of, you know, marketing events and really continuing to build that publicity and that popularity for the team. But as far as, you know, tangible events, it's going to be in the summertime when that expansion draft happens. And essentially what will happen is teams are allowed to protect a certain number of players, and then they will expose others, and then the Kraken will have an opportunity to draft one player from each one of the 30 teams in the NHL. There are the potential for some side deals. For instance, when Vegas was in their expansion process, if there was a player that one team didn't want, that they wanted Vegas to take, Vegas could say, all right, we'll take that player, but you also have to give us two draft picks if you want us to take that player. So there's the potential for all of those different kind of side deals and stuff like that. But the general gist of it is the Kraken are going to have an opportunity to select some really good players and help build that team. A few days later, the entry draft is going to happen in July, and that'll be just like baseball's draft, in which the players, you know, will be drafted out of junior programs or college programs. You know, they may need another year or two for their seasoning, so it's very possible that the Kraken's first round pick won't actually skate for the team for 2 or 3 years, just like in baseball. So a lot coming up in the summertime as far as hockey ops goes, but from a marketing perspective, from a community perspective, we're still going to be very, very busy making sure that the city, the town, the community is ready for this team in October.
Well, Everett, we are so stoked ourselves, man, and we appreciate you taking the time. We're going to bother you from time to time in the coming year, obviously, just to see what we can get out of you, maybe get some hints, allegations, things left unsaid, who knows.
Put us on the mascot picking committee, you know, all that good stuff.
And Everett, you've been stolid, man. You've done a great job spoiling nothing, which, I mean, they picked the right guy to be the mouthpiece. We couldn't get through. If you knew anything, we couldn't get it out of you.
I brought up the whole expansion thing. I'm like, oh, lead into who he thinks, and he shot that down before I even got to ask the question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how do I get them to get TJ Oshie? Come on, we got to bring back the Northwest guy.
Yeah.
Mom is the word on that one, my friend. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We got to step up our interrogation game
because Everett
didn't crack under any pressure at all.
I feel like you guys would have a good cop, bad cop routine.
Yeah.
I would watch that Buddy Police comedy.
Everett, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we will talk to you again. This is Everett Fitzhugh, voice of your Seattle Kraken. Check him out on Twitter at TheVoiceFitz. That's FITZ. And, of course, you can always go to SeattleKrakenHockey.com. Thanks for being with us, Everett.
Thanks so much, fellas. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.